الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah revealed the most famous ayat, a part of which is اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was revealed in the last hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first and the last hajj, where he was on in Arafah. He was on his camel, and that was the time when he gave his khutbah, which we know as the khutbatul wada. And this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that today we have completed your religion for you. أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And we have completed our ni'mah on you, our blessing on you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. And we have pleased to have chosen for you Islam as your deen. The deen of Islam is a deen of knowledge. It is a deen that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu through his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. It is a deen which is complete in every respect, as is to be expected from something which comes from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send things piecemeal. Allah does not send incomplete things with bits and pieces missing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends something which is complete and total. And that is what Islam is. And that is the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such a strong statement with respect to introducing new things, with respect to innovations in the deen of Islam, where he said, "Kullu bid'atin dalala." He said, all bid'at, all new things in the religion are misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And he said that all the misguidance is in the hellfire. Now, some people have argued the case for what is called bid'ah hasana, which is a good innovation, a good new thing. And some of the examples that they have given, for example, is the case where Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was praying in one of the first salawat behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up from ruku and he said, Sami'ullahu liman hamida, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Rabbana lakal hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fih. And after the salah finished, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around and he said, who said this? And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I said this, did I do anything wrong? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, what you have done is right. I was asking because I saw more than 30 angels rushing to write down what you have said. So it was something new in the religion, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved of. Similarly, the beautiful hadith with regard to the addition of As-Salatu Khairu Minan Naum in the Salatul Fajr, Adhan for Fajr. And that is that Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu came to call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Salah one morning, and it was said to him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sleeping. So Bilal radiallahu anhu said, As-Salatu Khairu Minan Naum. And he said, As-Salatu Khairu Minan Naum. He said, Salah is better than sleep. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and he liked it so much that he told Bilal radiallahu anhu to include that in the adhan. So again, this was something new that was introduced into the religion, and it is something which is approved by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You also have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he said that if somebody introduces something new or starts, he didn't say introduce into the deen. He said if somebody starts a good deed, a new good deed, or a good deed, not a new good deed. Somebody starts a good deed, a good action, then that person will get the reward for that action, and he will get the reward for all those who follow him in that action. And he said, if somebody starts an evil thing, then he will get the punishment for that evil action, and he will get the punishment for all those people who follow that evil action, because this man is doing it. So using these dala'il, some people have argued that there is such a thing called bid'ah hasana. But the thing to remember is that all of these dala'il refer to things which happened during the life of Rasulullah ﷺ, which he approved of. Now the moment you apply that criterion, then automatically it is not a question of bid'ah hasana, it is part of the deen, because it is something that Rasulullah ﷺ approved of. Whoever may have started it, as long as Rasulullah ﷺ approved of it, it becomes part of deen. So whether Abu Bakr Siddiq did it or Bilal bin Rabah did it, it doesn't matter, because Rasulullah ﷺ approved of it. If Bilal had said As-salatu khayru minan nawm, and if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said there is no need to say that, then it would not be included in the adhan. It would not be a bid'ah hasan, so to speak. The reason I'm saying that is today there is this huge confusion in the minds of people, where people think that if something is being done and on the face of it, it seems to be for a good reason, and if there are some good people involved in that, then how can it be wrong? Now, this is why I began by saying that Islam is a religion of knowledge. It is not a religion of somebody's feelings and somebody's good intentions and somebody's, nice to be or good people around you and whatnot. No, it's not a religion of superstition. It's not a religion of my fathers and grandfather used to do this. Because that's another argument that is given. This deen of the Aba wal Ajdad, the deen of our past predecessors, is the deen of the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen of Makkah. They said our forefathers used to do it. Forefathers' religion is not Islam. Islam is the religion that Rasulullah ﷺ brought. Your and my forefathers are not Anbiya. Your and my forefathers are normal people. Alhamdulillah, they were good people. Whatever good they did, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them reward for it. And whatever bad they did, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. But what they did, their practices or their sayings or their teachings are not worthy of emulation unless they conformed to the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If something comes to me from my father, my grandfather, but whoever, which is not in line with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is my job to reject that and not to follow it, even though my grandfather and his grandfather may have done it. It does not make any difference. So the point I'm making is, today we have all kinds of things that are started, all kinds of things that happen. For example, all the khurafat that happened 2 days ago in the name of Milad al-Nabi in this same city. We had cases where big processions with music and dancing, with a DJ brought for that purpose, was took to the streets. And during the time for Salah, during the Adhan of Salah, there is one instance where in the old city of Hyderabad, this entire procession stopped in front of a masjid where the Adhan for Salatul Asr was going on, and the dancing and the music and so on continued throughout the time for Salatul Asr. Can you imagine that? Now imagine if that same thing, instead of this procession with the green color predominating, if it had been a Hindu festival procession with the orange color or the saffron color predominating, and if they had done this in front of a masjid, what would have happened? All our great Muslim brothers would have been up in arms to say that our religion is being violated. How come you then, who should be up in arms when you are violating your own religion? We have, the great ironic thing is that in this city, at least as far as I know, even during the Ganesh processions, even during the time when they put the statue of Ganesh and they worship it and so on and so forth, and usually there is music blasting and songs and bhajans and so on, they stop that at the time of Adhan. When the Adhan time happens, they stop that for that period, whatever it is, 10-15 minutes, and it does not go on while the Adhan is going on. They stop that during the time for Jummah, even for an hour, while the Jummah khutbas and so on are going on. The Hindus do it. And we have Muslims who are doing the opposite, running these processions, which have, there is no difference between the Hindu procession and the Muslim procession. because that also has idols, this also has idols, this has on buggies or on cars, they have models of the Kaaba and models of the green dome of Masjid al-Nabawi, and people are making tawaf around that, and they are singing and dancing, and all of this is being done in the name of Eid Miladun Nabi. And the argument given is, oh, you see, but after all, there are very nice people who are sitting, who are singing Maulid, and they are people with good hearts, and they are wonderful people, and oh, la hawla quwwata illa billah. If wonderful people are doing a wrong thing, then you should correct those wonderful people. It does not make the wrong thing into a right thing because wonderful people are doing it. I have, for example, many friends of mine, absolutely delightful people, wonderful people, very high integrity, very honest people. I would trust them with my life. They are completely and totally atheistic. They're atheists. But they're very nice people. Wonderful people, very witty, very knowledgeable, life of the party. If you sit with them, you learn something new from them. They're completely honest, totally. I mean, I would trust this particular friend of mine who I'm thinking of now. I don't want to name him, but I would trust him with my life. I would trust him with my entire property. And may Allah forgive me, there are many Muslim friends of mine who I wouldn't trust with a bent 10-cent coin. But this guy is an atheist. So what shall we do? Become an atheist? You want me to become an atheist because he is a nice man? I mean, this is a completely illogical, senseless argument. There are many, many people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me friends from, you know, all kinds of. So I have all kinds of friends who are very nice people, hearts of gold, but as far as Islam is concerned, they are very, very far away from Islam. Some of them are not Muslim at all in the first place. And others are Muslim, but they are way somewhere else. But they are very nice people. Now, what is the hukam about this? Does it mean therefore you become like them? Or does it mean that you show them a standard to say that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a good heart, He has made you a nice person, why are you doing something which is wrong? I know two cases of people who had huge businesses completely based on bank finance, which is haram, haram, haram. Interest-based finance, not halal. Right? Wonderful people, beautiful manners, very charitable. You ask them for any money, for anything, any Islamic work and all that, 1 second, he will not even hesitate. One of them, his standard statement to me would be, I used to ask him for money for some, you know, charitable work which was going on in Hyderabad, one of the trusts here where I used to belong to. And I'm talking about significant amounts of money. I'm not talking about small amounts of money. I'm talking about, you know, 50 lakhs or 25 lakhs or something like this. I'm talking about, you know, a couple of million rupees, 5 million rupees. His standard statement to me was, Yaar bhai, why are you calling me? Why are you even asking me this question? So the first time when he told me this, why are you calling me, I got a shock. I thought maybe he's offended or something. So he said, what do you mean? He said, no, why are you calling me? Just commit. Just say it will be given. There is no need for you to call me. Just tell them it will be given. Just call me and say, send this money. That's it. Why are you asking me, can you give? Please give. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't ask. Don't tell me. Please give. He said, it is. He said, you asking me? Just commit. But the man was over his head in interest. And I begged and pleaded. I did everything in my power. But Allah knows, each person. And then came the drop. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah said, I will destroy riba. And I will increase sadaqat. So even the charity did not help him. He went down, he went under. Same thing with another case. Very nice person, very good akhlaq. But in interest, gone down the drain. Now my point is, that just because somebody is a nice person, it does not legitimate an action. This deen is a deen of knowledge. Islamic law does not change for you or me. I didn't make it, I can't break it, I can't change it. You didn't make it, you can't break it, you can't change it. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. This deen came complete. It did not come with holes for us to plug. And just because a bunch of nice people are doing something, it does not make the action right. I mean, this, I don't know what a completely ridiculous argument that is. So seriously, I am reminding myself and I'm advising you, advise the people whoever you know and say that, look, don't fall into this trap of shaitan. Shaitan loves bid'at even more than he loves sin and haram. Because the sin and the haram is clear to people. Somebody who is drinking alcohol, even the person who is not a Muslim, go and ask a person who is drinking alcohol, ask him, tell me, is this a good deed? Are you going to get a reward for this? Nobody will tell you this is a good deed. He will say, yeah, it's okay, it's fine, there's nothing wrong with it. But nobody will say this is a good deed. Go to somebody who takes a bribe. We live in a very corrupt country, we know this. But go to someone who's taking a bribe and ask him, is this a good deed? What do you think he will say? He will say, no, it's okay, everybody does it, and this is India after all. No. He said, I'm not asking you that. I'm saying, is this a good deed? Taking a bribe and giving charity, are they equal? Even the most corrupt person whose every cell in his body is nourished by corrupt food and by corrupt practices will not say that taking a bribe and giving charity are equal. Nobody will say that. Because these are clear things. These are absolutely clear things. What is haram is haram. Everyone knows that. Even the one doing it who knows it is haram. Someone indulging in fornication. You ask him, is this the same as marriage? He will never say no. He will never say yes. The point I'm saying is, however, with bid'at, the problem with bid'at and the big trap of bid'at is the bid'ah looks like it is a good thing. The person doing the bid'ah, the person introducing this innovation into Islam, thinks that he is doing a good thing. He does not consider it to be a sin. You ask him, do you think this is wrong? He'll say, no, of course it's not wrong. It is absolutely correct. This is ibadah. This is the ayn of ibadah. This is the absolute essence of ibadah. We must do this. This singing and dancing is part of ibadah. This is ecstasy. This is wajd. I am connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was asking, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sing and dance and connect with Allah? So how do you connect with Allah singing and dancing in the street? Can you find me one hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dancing in the street, connecting with Allah? Can you find me one hadith? No, because this no, but no, that's all. La hawla quwwata illa billah. This is not Islam. This is not Islam. We have to differentiate. The tragedy today is on one side you have the ISIS and the Boko Haram and whoever. On the other side you have these idiots dancing in the street. What is there for someone to choose? What is there for someone to choose? And that is our challenge, to say, can we present Islam in our lives, not by talking and yakety-yakety about it, but by presenting it through our actions, through our dealings, through our behavior, where you show people something which is worth picking and choosing. Not two extremes, one where which is hateful and the other one is absolute laughing stock of the public. People are having a lot of big laughs looking at what we do in the name of our religion. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sense to understand that this religion is a beautiful religion which came complete, does not require your and my help to complete it. It's a religion that came, biznillahi ta'ala, through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our job is to follow it. Our job is not to chop and change it. Our job is not to make it palatable for people and ourselves. Our job is not to make it compatible with our whims and fancies. Our job is to take our whims and fancies and make them compatible with the religion of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to be pleased with it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and our own nufus and from shaitan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.